This team is on a relentless tear.
This is a serious month, guys.
Here we go.
I'm about to show you dedication. Building myself up for renovation. And it's a ode to my enemies. I ain't got the energy. Believe you don't want to see my inner beast.
Oh! A walk-off home run for Cody Bellinger. Hung on and missed strike three. 3,000 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
This is a playoff edition of Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. A pregame look at your world champion LA Dodgers as they try to defend their crown. LA Dodgers playoff baseball is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
California Earthquake Authority.
Be earthquake ready. Visit earthquakeauthority.com.
WSS.
All about shoes, always near you. Shop WSS.com.
Sam and Ash Injury Law.
Because you deserve what's right.
Owning.com.
Bringing trust and simplicity to real estate and mortgage.
Your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
And now your host for Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well. Here we go, your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers in San Francisco to take on the Giants. It's Game 5 of the National League Division Series. After splitting the first two games at Oracle Park, the Dodgers and Giants then split two games at Dodger Stadium. Tonight, it's the decisive Game 5 of the NLDS. The winner moves on to take on the Atlanta Braves in the NLCS. Corey Knebel will be your opener for the Dodgers. More on that throughout the show, as Julio Urias is expected to get a bulk of the innings. Logan Webb will go for the Giants. First pitch from Oracle Park in San Francisco is coming up at 6:07. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we are going to get you ready for this Game 5. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll get you tonight's starting lineup. We'll preview this pitching matchup with Corey Knebel, now scheduled to be the opener. In 30 minutes, your chance to play the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. In 45 minutes, David Vasse will sit down with Trey Turner. Kirsten Watson is also at Oracle Park with David Vasse. She will stop by shortly, and in just a few minutes, we'll send it out to Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday in the booth. Well, Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium, Buehler was absolutely brilliant on short rest as the Dodgers offense woke up and tied up this NLDS. Walker Buehler working on 3 days rest. He got the start for the Dodgers in Game 4. He went 4 1/3 innings, giving up just one run on only 3 hits while punching out 4. The Dodgers offense gave him some run support early and often. It started in the bottom of the first. Trey Turner, an RBI double to right. That gave the Dodgers a 1-0 lead. In the second, Dodgers at it again. Chris Taylor this time with the sac fly to left. That scored Gavin Lux, and the Dodgers grabbed a 2-0 lead. In the fourth, Walker Buehler led off the inning, reaching on an error. The next batter, Mookie Betts.
Garcia, the lefty, set at the belt and delivers. There's a fly ball to right field. Well hit. Bryant going back to the wall, and it is gone! Mookie Betts goes the other way, and the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead. A 2-run shot for Betts here in the home half of the fourth.
Home run for Mookie, 2-run blast. That's the top-tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco Quality. Top-tier gas for less. Dodgers up 4-0. Walker Buehler would start the top of the fifth. He left with runners on first and second and only one out. Joe Kelly took over. The Giants would score a run on an RBI groundout. That run credited to Buehler, his only run that he would give up. Dodgers on top 4-1. The Dodgers able to get that one run back, though, in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mookie Betts a sac fly. That scored Cody Bellinger, and the Dodgers' lead was now 5-1. In the bottom of the eighth, with Blake Treinen on in relief, the Dodgers got another RBI groundout. This time, the Giants able to score thanks to Chris Bryant, and the Dodgers up 5-2. Dodgers answer back at the bottom of the inning. They opened up their lead thanks to Will Smith.
Smith with a fly ball to center field. Duggar going back, way back, and it is gone! A home run! Will Smith, a 2-run shot, and the Dodgers now lead it 7-2.
A 2-run home run for Will Smith. Dodgers grab a 7-2 lead, and they go on to win Game 4 by that same final score. Walker Buehler was fantastic. Pitched into the fifth inning. The Dodgers bullpen combined for just one run over 4 2/3 innings of relief. Dodgers even up this best of five NLDS. And tonight, It's the decisive game of this series. Winner moves on. Loser goes home. Corey Knebel will get the start as the opener for the Dodgers. Right-hander Logan Webb on the mound for San Francisco. First pitch at 6:07. And with more, we welcome in Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday, guys.
All right, Jim, there have been 2,539 games played between the Giants and the Dodgers dating back to May 3rd of 1890. And here we go for game 2,540. And never has there been such discussion about a single game where the Dodgers and the Giants, one will advance to the league championship series, the other team will go home, each having won 109 games this year. And then at the last instant, coming into game five today, Dave Roberts announced Corey Knebel will be starting today. Julio Urias will pitch later. This is an opener's game in the deciding game of the division series. Logan Webb goes for the Giants, and this is all anybody's been talking about over the last three, 4 hours, the decision by Roberts and the Dodgers to go with an opener today.
And the texting and the emails and phone calls have been running all around the country, for that matter. And for Julio Urias, you look also is that he had a press conference. He was part of the press conference yesterday afternoon in San Francisco. He was asked questions about starting and went on, as we learned earlier today with Dave Roberts, talking to members of the media. This was a decision that was made sometime late afternoon or early evening last night. They notified Julio Urias. They also notified Corey Knebel. And then for Dave Roberts, he sent a courtesy text over to Gabe Kapler. So the Giants knew about it last night. We found out about it today. And this changes the look, at least at the beginning of the game, for this entire mood of the game itself.
If this decision works out, it will be a move of great genius. If it does not work out, this is a move that will be second-guessed forever.
Yeah, I think either way it goes. This is going to be talked about for decades and decades because we're talking about really the decades that the Dodgers and the Giants have rolled around and the dust has settled. And tonight, when the dust settles, one team is going to be very disappointed with both teams having won over 100 games during the regular season. This matches up. They're even at two games apiece, and now the biggest game that these franchises have really gone together. And for the Dodgers, they're going to have to make some adjustments from an offensive standpoint. It did not work in game one against Logan Webb, and if they free swing like they did in game one, this is not going to have a good result.
Logan Webb, in his final 21 starts, led the Giants to 19 victories. They were 19-2 when he was on the hill against the Dodgers this year, 2-0 and an ERA of 1.57. Knebel's going to go for the Dodgers. How long he will go, do we know for sure that Julio Urias will be the second pitcher out this afternoon? We don't know very much.
Don't really know a whole lot. And for the Giants, they were very tight-lipped about their starting lineup for tonight's ball game as well. Which way were they going to go? Yes, they had to wait also to find out if Tommy La Stella with his Achilles tendon was going to be good enough. But it was held very close to the vest as to who the Giants were going to run out there tonight.
So when all is said and done during the regular season, the Giants beat the Dodgers by one game in the standings. They beat them head-to-head 10 games to 9. 2,540 games between these two teams, and the first pitch is coming up in about an hour's time, Tim.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts what went into this decision to start Corey Knebel. We'll also check in with Trey Turner. David Vasse is at Oracle Park. We'll hear from him throughout the show with all the latest information. We'll break down this pitching matchup. We'll have your chance to play the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. But up next, Kirsten Watson will also check in from Oracle Park as we lead you up to Game 5 of the National League Division Series. It's the Dodgers and the Giants. First pitch at 6:07. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Game 5 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. Winner moves on. Corey Knebel is your opener. Logan Webb will get the start for the Giants. First pitch from Oracle Park in San Francisco is coming up at 6:07.
Fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone. A home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Trey Turner. 3-for-17. 176. And he drills one to right center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. That's going to roll to the wall. Seager rounding third. He is on his way home. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Trey Turner with a double to right center. Seager comes in to score, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Trey Turner, who had been quiet the first three games of this NLDS, with a RBI double in the first on Tuesday, as the Dodgers go on to win it 7-2. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before Game 5 of the NLDS. It's win and move on for the Dodgers as they're in San Francisco to take on the Giants. And first off, Kirsten, we found out this afternoon the Dodgers not going with Julio Urias to start, but it's Corey Knebel. And Dave Roberts actually gave a little courtesy text to Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, so Gabe actually told us that last night he received a message from Dave Roberts saying that they had changed their pitching plan. They were going to start with Corey Knebel as the opener. And so, you know, it, just from hearing the guys talk about it, it's really, like you said, it's just kind of the symbol of respect between the two teams. And so that obviously was kind of the big news of today. But even with it's all hands on deck, this is game five of the NLDS. And, you know, I spoke with Max Scherzer. He told me that he is available and he wanted to be available. He kind of was like similar to Walker Buehler, who said, like, I was going to do whatever it takes. Really, no matter how I was feeling to come out here. But with Max, he could say that he's feeling really good, and he's been in situations like this before, coming out of the bullpen, whether it's been an all-star game or whether it's been kind of with the Nationals and things like that. And so he's in a good spot. He's looking forward to being available, and that is just how every single guy, I think, for this team is today, because it's truly going to be an entire team effort for them to take down the Giants and move on to the next round.
Looking at the lineup tonight, Gavin Lux is in there, as Dave Roberts told us yesterday he would be.
Yeah, so he's playing in center field. And, I mean, with that, and we spoke with Gavin Lux this afternoon, and he talked about just, look, this ballpark is a little bit different in the shape of but kind of the distance and the space out in center field. And but it is a matter of, look, he's a baseball player, and you track the ball, you run for the ball. That is what his focus is, and again, being in a position to help this team win, and he's going to give it his all, and he's looking forward to it. I mean, you could hear the excitement from him just about being on the roster right now and being available and being a person who can truly help contribute to the win today. And so he's looking forward to it. You know, the energy's really good around these guys, I must say. There's a level of course, seriousness and incredibly focused, but there's also a lightness and the kind of a they're still joking around. I told you, they're still talking about fantasy football, their favorite thing. they're getting their lineups ready, talking about trades, who they need to add to their rosters. But they're also they understand what this game means and the expectation that they have on this organization and on themselves to be. In the, you know, whether it's the World Series or the NLCS, they hold themselves incredibly highly and they're incredibly accountable. And they're going to do whatever it takes to make sure the season doesn't end today.
It's win or go home for the Dodgers. Game 5 of the NLDS. Kirsten, we'll talk with you after the game. Looking forward to it. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.org. That's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's Game 5 pitching matchup. We'll hear from Trey Turner, but up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. It's Game 5 of the NLDS. Move on to the NLCS with the win. Dodgers in San Francisco to take on the Giants. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Game 5 of the NLDS. It's win or go home. Dodgers and Giants. Corey Knebel, your opener. Logan Webb will get the start for the Giants. First pitch from San Francisco at 6:07.
This is the LA Dodgers. Injury report.
Clayton Kershaw not on the postseason roster, out with the arm injury. Max Muncy not on the NLDS roster with that dislocated left elbow. Giants second baseman Tony La Stella, it is in the lineup despite his sore Achilles tendon. He gets to start at second base and is batting leadoff. Let's go back up to San Francisco. A lot to hear from the manager, Dave Roberts.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave, you decided to go with an opener with Corey Knebel. What led to that decision, and what do you like about him since you've put him in this position kind of a few times this season?
why we did it, I think it's more of appreciating in one game what we feel gives us the best chance to win. Corey's a guy that I expected to pitch tonight. And so just kind of changing up when he pitches is part of it. The Giants have been a tremendous ball club all year. And just speaking to the offensive side, they have been the best team in baseball as far as getting matchup advantages, platoon advantages. And this allows us to a little bit get a neutral pitcher who's done it, who's had success, who's all in on doing it, and potentially giving us some matchups going forward throughout the game. Talk to Julio. He's all in on doing it. He's done it in the past, last year in particular, where he thrived. And so when you talk with those two players, and just feeling that it gives us the best chance to win a ball game, and he's done it before.
As you say, I mean, Julio had a great year. He's done everything you've asked of him. So what is the potential downside of just having him start the way he has all year?
Well, the thing is that we don't know what's going to happen tonight. And there's downside in him starting, if he were to start the game, you know, because you could look at familiarity. He just faced his team 5 days ago. Those guys stacking and setting the matchup that they want. There's downside in doing it the way we chose to do this. It's something that Corey's never started a playoff game. But I think that ultimately we trust both players can handle this, and we expect them to go out there and execute. And we feel in one game with the familiarity of both clubs, this gives us the best chance to win tonight.
Okay, Bob.
Dave, do you consider doing this in Urias' last start against the Giants, or did you think about it doing it during the regular season at all?
We thought about it. We thought about it a little bit in the regular season at times, I think. We did not think about it in Julio's first start. Just seeing Corey's usage up to now, where he's fresh and feels really good. And also having a guy in Julio, in just his spot, Bob, it just, for us, it just became very clear that this gives us the best chance to win and kind of dictate a little bit more of the matchups in the middle part of the game towards the end.
All right, there's Dave Roberts explaining their decision to not start Julio Urias, instead go with Corey Knebel as the opener. More on that throughout the show, including up next with David Vasse as Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. We're leading you up to first pitch from San Francisco, Game 5 of the NLDS. First pitch to 6:07. I'm Tim Casas, World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Giants, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It's Game 5 of the NLDS. Corey Knebel, Logan Webb, the pitching matchup. We'll detail that coming up. First pitch at 6:07.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider. David Bassett.
Dave is live at Oracle Park before Game 5. Corey Knebel gets the start. Julio Urias, we thought would get the start. He's not going to be the bulk inning guy, I guess. When did the players find out about this, Dave?
They found out before the team's bus left Dodger Stadium. So the Dodgers did not tip their hand until they got to San Francisco. That's where Dave Roberts sent a text to Giants manager Gabe Kapler to let him know it would be Corey Knebel that was opening for the Dodgers. They did not make it public, as you know, until this afternoon. And that was part of the reason why the Dodgers moved forward with this plan to have Knebel open and Urias to come into this game at some point, because they all bought in. They sat down with Julio. They sat down with Knebel. They wanted to make sure they had buy-in from both. And from what I was told, they bought in and they were fired up to go with this plan and understood the reasoning.
What is the reasoning, Dave?
Yeah. I know. On the surface, you know, you want to go the traditional route and have your 20-game winner start the game, let him compete for as long as he can. But the reason why the Giants have won 107 games is because they have such a deep bench, and they're a platoon-driven, matchup-driven team. So whatever relief pitcher the Dodgers were going to bring in after Urias, they were going to be able to match up against them. By having Knebel open, they're able to force the Giants to make a decision with their starting lineup on how many left-handers they want to have in there. They have one more than they had in Game 2. Mike Yastrzemski is in the lineup with Brandon Crawford. And the Dodgers, you know, everybody thinks that it's going to be Julio as the second pitcher. That may not be the case. Julio might not be in this game until the third or fourth inning, depending on how the game is going and the matchups the Dodgers want to dictate, not allowing Gabe Kapler and the Giants to dictate the matchups to them late in the game.
David Vasse is live at Oracle Park before Game 5 of the NLDS, brought to you by the Ford F-150. With combined toughness and intelligence, test drive one at your local Southern California dealership today. All right, Dave, on the other side, what's the game plan against Logan Webb tonight?
Well, see, this is the biggest thing, Tim. Everybody's so focused on the pitching, and that's fair, but the Dodgers couldn't touch Logan Webb in Game 1. 7 2/3 scoreless innings, 10 strikeouts. And Dave Roberts told me yesterday that the Dodgers need to use the bigger part of the field and realize that Logan Webb has only given up a .334 slugging percentage to hitters all season long. So change your approach. Shorten up your swing because he is not giving up the long ball.
How's the energy at Oracle Park right now, Dave?
It's a lot better than it was the first two games. And there's a lot more buzz. Fans are here earlier, and they just cheered Logan Webb as he went out to the bullpen to warm up. So certainly a more hostile environment, as you could imagine, for a series deciding Game 5.
Maybe a Barry Bonds sighting tonight?
Yeah, he was here with Chris Mullin, so I feel like they're going to pull out all the stops to try to get this crowd fired up, and the Beat LA chants already started a little bit intermittently here in the last half hour or so. So just the buzz around the city is greater than it was the first two games, and the fans are here a lot earlier than they were for the first two games.
That's awesome, Dave. Great to have you there on site at Oracle Park. We'll check back with you in a couple of minutes. Dodger fans, I need three contestants right now because it's time for the Six Flags Most Good Wicked Good Play of the Game Contest. 866-987-2570. You predict which player and which inning the most wicked good play will happen, and if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. All three of our contestants will get tickets just for playing. 866-987-2570. It's Game 5 of the National League Division Series. Dodgers and Giants. Winner moves on. First pitch is 6:07. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck.
It's Game 5 of the NLDS from San Francisco. Dodgers and Giants. Corey Knebel is the opener. Logan Webb will get the start for San Francisco. First pitch coming up at 6:07. Right now, let's find out who's in and who's out of the Dodgers starting lineup.
Gone, a home run!
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition at In-N-Out, because that's what a hamburger is all about. All right, leading off in right field is Mookie Betts. Batting second at shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third at second base is Trey Turner. Batting cleanup and doing the catching is Will Smith. Batting fifth at third base is Justin Turner. Batting sixth and playing center field tonight is Gavin Lux. Batting seventh at first base is Cody Bellinger. Batting eighth in left field is Chris Taylor. Batting ninth, your opener, your starter, number 46, Corey Knebel.
This is the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game.
Brought to you by Six Flags Magic Mountain, where Fright Fest is back and the thrills and frights are calling Fridays through Sundays in October. Adon is our first contestant. Adon, welcome. What's your guess?
My guess is El Raton, Chris Taylor in the seventh.
Chris Taylor in the seventh inning. All right, good luck to you, Adon. Nick is our next contestant. Welcome, Nick. What is your guess?
I'm going with Mookie in the sixth.
Mookie Betts in the sixth inning. Good luck to you. Joe is our third and final contestant. Joe, welcome. What is your guess?
My guess is Trey Turner in the seventh.
Trey Turner in the seventh. All right. Good luck to Joe. Good luck to Nick. And good luck to Adon, our three contestants in the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday and David Vasse as we lead you up to first pitch, Game 5 of the NLDS. It's the Dodgers and Giants from San Francisco. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Game 5 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. Corey Knebel is your opener. Logan Webb, the right-hander, will go for the Giants. First pitch from San Francisco is coming up at 6:07. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the game. We'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup. We'll hear from Trey Turner as well. But first...
And now, joined by David Massé, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Well, Rick, here we are, deciding Game 5 between two teams that have won 109 games, and I have a great view sitting in your seat again at Oracle Park.
Well, that's a good story for us, David. One question I do want to run at you is that obviously there is always a concern up in San Francisco about the weather. We had some unusual weather at Dodger Stadium with the wind gust and what have you. From our monitors, and you're right there, from our monitors, it does not appear that the wind is going to be a big factor in tonight's ball game as it was in each of the first two games up there.
You're reading that perfectly, Rick. The wind is not going to be a factor. It is blowing out, as it always does here, but the flagpoles in right field are just barely moving. So the weather conditions will not be a factor. It was a nice warm day today in San Francisco. It's only 68 degrees right now, so it's a beautiful night for a ball game. And the Dodgers have Corey Knebel on the mound, Rick. A little curveball by the Dodgers, and the Giants reciprocated by holding out their starting lineup until an hour before first pitch.
Yeah, I thought it was unusual because one of the things that Charlie and I talked about is that, you know, Dave Roberts, and you were in on the Zoom conference call. In fact, you were right there present. Roberts was asked, well, how did this come down? Because Julio Urias was also in the press conference yesterday in San Francisco after the Dodgers, and you were on board the flight after you guys got into San Francisco itself. He was in that news conference. He was not aware that he would not be the starting pitcher. And then Robert said, hey, look, we contacted and talked to, don't know if it was in person or not, you know more than we do, possibly on this one. He talked to Urias, also talked to Knebel to make sure it was okay, something palatable to them, each of them. So this is unusual. And this pitching matchup and the game itself, this is something that's going to be talked about for decades and decades.
No doubt, this is where reputations are made and sometimes careers in these type of games, as you well know, Rick. And, you know, it comes down to offense, Rick. I feel like so much attention has been given to Urias and Knebel, but the facts are the Dodgers have to score some runs against Logan Webb.
Well, the facts are is that Logan Webb gave up a base hit in Game 1 of the National League Division Series to Mookie Betts in the top of the first inning. The Dodgers did not get a runner on base after that until the fourth inning, really, and that was on an error. So they only had one hit going into the fifth inning, a leadoff singled in by Will Smith. The first thing they have to do is to make sure the ball is in the strike zone. They had too many swings and misses. They had 18 first-pitch strikes thrown to them. And the other part, too, is that in the post-game interview with Logan Webb, he said that he threw more changeups in that ball game in Game 1 that he had thrown in any game in his career. And for the Dodgers, they have to understand exactly where the strike zone is. There's other one factor also. I did some research today very quickly. Doug Eddings, who's going to work home plate tonight, I'll talk about it more during the ballgame, has a sizable strike zone. And I'm talking about inside and outside, not necessarily up and down, but he has been rated as one of the bigger strike zones of umpires and certainly those that are working in postseason. So that's a little sidelight, something to look at.
Do you feel like that favors Logan Webb, Rick?
I think it does, in particular, if you're going to be swinging it pitches. The Dodgers in Game 1, it's the only game I can think of so far in this series that the Dodgers were not as selective, and that has been really, I think, their formula to win ball games. They went up like there was a time limit, and they had a cab waiting outside with a meter running. They take your time and be selective tonight.
No doubt. Like you always talk about, when you're in the supermarket, you got to check for the right pieces of fruit, and that's where
exactly.
The Dodgers are going well.
And I've used that analogy. I'm going to use it again. They have to pretend that they're going to the supermarket. Let's say they're looking for avocados tonight, right? You pick up an avocado? No. It doesn't give when you squeeze a little bit? No. You put it back down. And maybe you have to pick up four or five different avocados before you get the one that you want to take home and really serve to your family. That's the way the Dodgers have to go to home plate tonight, thinking about grabbing something. They're going to serve it to their family, and they're going to serve it to Dodger history, because one of these two teams goes on to the other one. Well, you got all the time in the world in a supermarket.
No doubt. Whoever goes home will go home with 109 wins. Rick, can't wait to hear the broadcast with you and Charlie Steiner tonight, so we'll check in with you a little bit later.
Well, we want to hear some happy tones from you after the game, David.
I feel good about that, too, as well. Tim, Game 5 of the NLDS. Rick Monday hit his home run in 1981 in Game 5 of the League Championship Series against the Expos to send the Dodgers to the World Series 40 years ago. Who's tonight? We'll have to wait and find out.
All right, thank you, Dave. All this avocado talk. Who wants some guacamole, huh? Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Owning. With today's low mortgage rates and rising home values, why not refinance with Owning? It's quick and it's easy. Just call 833-2-OWNING. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we're going to get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. Again, Julio Urias not starting for the Dodgers. Corey Knebel will get the start as the opener. Charlie and Rick will be back with the keys to the game. But up next, David Vasse will go back up to Oracle Park. Goes high and tight with Trey Turner. Had a big RBI double in the first inning on Tuesday night. They need some more offense from Trey tonight. It's the Dodgers and Giants. Winner moves on. Loser goes home. It's the decisive Game 5 of the NLDS. First pitch coming up at 6:07. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Giants, it's Game 5 of the National League Division Series. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Corey Knebel will be the opener for the Dodgers. We expect Julio Urias to come out of the bullpen at some point. Logan Webb, he'll start for the Giants. Dodgers saw him in Game 1. First pitch from San Francisco is coming up at 6:07.
David Vasse. And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
The Dodgers and Giants, Game 5 of the NLDS, and I'm joined by a man that has been part of a few deciding Game 5s in his career. That's the one and only Trey Turner, who gets the start at second base, as always. Trey, thanks a lot for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've been through this type of game before. Is it any different feel for you as you get ready for it than any of the others with the Nationals?
This one's a little different because of the rivalry and just being in a new spot, but you know, it's still the same game, same situation. It's win or go home, and you know, this time of year, I always say you're facing quality pitchers, you're playing quality teams, so it's going to be a battle, nothing easy, and we gotta earn it.
Trey, you're one of the best players in baseball for a reason. Do you have to embrace these type of games? Do you have a chance to actually enjoy this and relish it?
I think you have to always. If you don't, you look back and wish you did. So, you know, for me, I'm always trying to look around, enjoy the environment, enjoy the fans, good or bad, you know, embrace it, move on, and, you know, just try to have fun because, like I said, I keep saying that, you know, this is why we play the game, this is what we look forward to, and the only way to play these games is to have fun.
Trey, you can impact the game in so many different ways. Do you feel like if you get on base tonight, being aggressive on the bases will be a key for not only you but for the rest of the team?
Yeah, always. I think, you know, that extra base is always a big deal. It's a momentum builder, but at the same time, you know, making a mistake's big momentum swing for those guys. So you pick your spots. You got to trust yourself and just kind of react to the situation. But if there's something there, you got to capitalize on it. And if not, you know, just let the game kind of come to you and trust those guys behind you to, you know, get the job done.
Your manager said yesterday he would like to see you guys use the bigger part of the field against Logan Webb tonight. How much did you and the rest of this lineup learn from what you saw in Game 1?
Yeah, I think just having those at-bats were big. You know, fortunately we didn't get the win that night, but just having that experience and having those situations come up and getting a chance to face him for, you know, 7-8 innings, I think was big, you know, going into today. And hopefully that gives us an advantage. It may or may not, but, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge again and trying to score some runs against him.
It feels like when you put on the Dodger uniform, you were in the shallow end, slowly walking out to the deep end, but I feel like you are baptized now playing in this rivalry series.
the first time ever. Vin Scully just tweeted out that this is the biggest game ever between the Dodgers and Giants. So I guess when he weighs in, we got to listen.
Yeah, that's a legend right there. I guess when you put it in those or into that perspective, I guess that, that could be true. You know, that's why it's fun putting on this uniform, is because you're expected to win at the highest level against, you know, your, one of your biggest rivals. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and hopefully come out on top and get it done.
Before I let you go, when you're playing in a hostile environment like this, do you feed off of that? Do you lock in more? How do you feel when the boos are more vicious than ever before?
I think everyone has their own way of dealing with it. But, you know, it's something you got to kind of, I guess, block out or not care about, I guess is a better word, whether you feed off of it or not. But just not care about it and just do your job, you know, execute. And the team that executes more is going to come out on top. So keep passing the baton, keep pulling for one another, and you know, kind of have our own momentum in our own dugout, and you know, that's all that matters.
I love hearing that, passing the baton. I love that, Trey Turner. I always was very, very jealous of when the Nationals had Trey Turner on their team, because you thrive in these type of environments. So happy to have you with the Dodgers tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited, so let's go Dodgers.
There he goes, Trey Turner. He'll get the start at second base and hit third for the Dodgers, as he has ever since they made the flip with Mookie Betts leading off. We'll send it back to you, Tim.
All right, thanks a lot, David. Get L.A. County Public Health support to stop smoking. Call 1-800-300-8086. That's 800-300-8086. Still to come, Charlie and Rick will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we'll dive deeper into this Game 5 pitching matchup. It's winner move on. 15 minutes away from first pitch. Hope you're ready, Dodger fans. Dodgers and Giants from San Francisco. I'm Tim Cates, this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back to back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
It's Game 5 of the National League Division Series. Dodgers and Giants. First pitch from San Francisco is coming up at 6:07.
Hold on and miss strike three.
And now, before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, Toyota certified used vehicles are in a league of their own, because the best new cars make the best used cars. See your dealer for details. They make it easy. Corey Knebel will get the start in place of Julio Urias, who we expect to come out of the bullpen and get a bulk of the innings at some point. Knebel, a 29-year-old right-hander in his first season with the Dodgers, spent six seasons with the Milwaukee Brewers, started four games this season as the opener. He gave up one run on 5 2/3 innings. Came out of the bullpen mostly for the Dodgers. He faced the Giants as the opener on September 3rd in San Francisco, throwing two scoreless innings. Again, we expect Julio Urias to come in at some point. For Urias in his career against the Giants, he is 3-3 with a 2.56 ERA and 83 strikeouts. He's 3-2 with a 2.79 ERA in 11 games at Oracle Park. The Dodgers will face 24-year-old right-hander Logan Webb. Logan Webb having a career year. A couple years ago, this guy was in the minor leagues, got into some trouble off the field, was suspended for 80 games. Last year in the shortened season, was just 3-4 with a 5.47 ERA for the Giants. This year, a breakthrough season in his third year, 11-3 with a 3.03 ERA. The 24-year-old was 11-3 again overall on this season. Against the Dodgers, is 2-2 with a 2.89 ERA and seven career starts against them, including postseason play. He is set to face him for the fifth time this year after posting a 2-0 record with a 1.52 ERA in his four prior outings. The right-hander has held the Dodgers hitters to a combined 12 hits. That's a 1.45 batting average and 27 strikeouts. The Dodgers need to get something going offensively against Logan Webb tonight. Corey Knebel will get the start for the Dodgers of the opener. It's Game 5. Win and move on. You lose, your season is over. Dodgers looking for the win in San Francisco. The keys to the game are next with Rick and Charlie. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Game 5 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants, Corey Knebel, Logan Webb. The pitching matchup, first pitch coming up at 6:07. Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. Let's head back out to the booth, a final check-in with Charlie and Rick. Guys?
All right, Tim, one way or another, this is going to be one of the most talked-about games the Dodgers and Giants have ever played largely because of the decision by the Dodgers made late yesterday afternoon, announced to us about 24 hours after they made the decision, that it's going to be a bullpen game, at least with Corey Knable pitching the very first inning, and then we assume Julio Urias, a 20-game winner, will pick up the pieces from that point on against Logan Webb.
To say it's interesting is an understatement, and if you look at Corey Knable, he also opened in San Francisco against the Giants on the 3rd of September. He did it four different times this year. What was different about the 3rd of September game, that was a game the Dodgers did not have a starting pitcher that was available. They used 11 pitchers in that ball game. So for Knable, we don't know if he's going to go two innings as he did in that afternoon, or if he's going to go more than that. If it's going to be one inning, we don't really know. And when will Urias enter the ball game? We don't know that either.
Urias gave up one run and three hits in five innings in the second game of the division series. The Dodgers won that one 9-2. And so it's Logan Webb who made the Dodgers chase after pitches they would prefer, in retrospect, not having gone after.
Yeah, Dodgers have to change their approach because they swung at too many pitches out of the strike zone. And after the ball game, Logan Webb said he threw more changeups than he has ever thrown in any game.
When he is right, you're going to see a lot of ground balls off the bats of Dodger hitters. Logan Webb, in four starts against the Dodgers this year, went 2-0 with a 1.52 ERA. And when he is right, you're going to see a lot of ground balls. Logan Webb going for the Giants. Corey Knable is the opener for the Dodgers. Then we assume we will see Urias in the fifth and final game of the National League Division Series. Lineups and first pitch coming up.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Rick. The great Vin Scully tweeted out 4 hours ago, Dodger fans, "To my knowledge, tonight's game between the Dodgers and Giants is the most important game in the history of their rivalry." Here we go. Game five. Winner moves on. It's the NLDS, all tied up at two games apiece. Dodgers-Giants, a rivalry that goes back to the 1890s. Who will move on after tonight? We'll find out next. Charlie and Rick have the call. I'm Tim Cates. This has been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, Dodger fans. We're born.